story, interesting story that happened this week that relates to Parshas Kedushim. I have an elderly relative who was having pain and was taken to the emergency room. They didn't have anybody to stay with them, so my wife went to go stay with them. And stay with her. It was Monday morning this week. And she spent the morning with her in the hospital until she was given her mechtav shichur, until she was allowed to be discharged. And I went to pick up my wife from the hospital. And in the car on the way back, she said, one of the things that she was telling is that she saw somebody in one of the beds next to this relative's bed who was brought some food and they were stuffing their mouth. She said, "Oh, must be that, must be the guy." So she said, sure enough, a little while later, his Arab wife and son came to visit him, and yeah, it was a guy. So I said, that's such a beautiful story. So why is it such a beautiful story? Because you're able to tell, Pasha, by the way a person eats, whether or not he's a yid or he's a guy. What a beautiful thing that a yid would never eat like that. It's a canon sign. It can't be that that person is a yid, because he wouldn't eat that way. Just by looking at the person, the way that the person eats, you're able to see that it can't be that he's a yid. That's the ato bechartanu, ama nivchar. Which mitzvah, which isser is it to eat, to stuff your face? Well, there's no isser in the Torah. But it's really the mitzvah of Kedushim Tiyu. That's the mitzvah of Kedushim Tiyu. Kedushim Tiyu is to act a certain way. Prushim Tiyu, like Rashi says. Rashi says Prushim in Arayis. The Ramban says Prushim Bechlau, to be a Parush. It's a mitzvah to be a Talmud Chacham, he says. But a Talmud Chacham acts in a certain way. That's really what it is. A Talmud Chacham, like the Ramban writes, he speaks a certain way, he eats a certain way, he talks a certain way, he acts a certain way. He didn't act a certain way. He acted with a certain refinement that that goyim don't have. Not that no goyim have, but if you see a certain guy, if you see somebody eating in such a way that you're able to tell in the person's face, in the way that the person's acting, that he's not a yid, that just shows the godless of you wouldn't be able to say, oh, because they're a guy that don't eat that way, that must be this person not a guy. But you're able to say with certainty, it's not a yid. It's not a yid. And my wife was mentioning that my aunt, who's elderly, she's in her 80s, that she brought her some applesauce. It was the first food I think she had that day, really, because they brought her food and there was no one to feed her, no one to help her eat. So my wife was feeding her applesauce, and she tipped the first spoon, and she brought it close to her mouth, and she's like, ah! She hadn't made a bracha yet. She's hadn't made a bracha yet. She's in her 80s, in the hospital, in the emergency room, but that's what's on her mind. She didn't make a bracha yet. That's a yid. It's not just it's not all about taiva. It's not all about of course you have to eat and you should enjoy your food, but it doesn't have to be that you're living for your food. And that's besides the fact that it's an interesting story that you never know who's looking at you. You never know who's sizing you up. You never know who's and people look at you in a certain way and expect more from a yid. Actually, I heard a story on Pesach. The person told me that the person was speaking, and he said that he was in Mexico, and he bumped into the Rav over there. He mentioned the Rav's name. He says that the Rav told him that he was in Chicago, and he must have in the airport. He must have been speaking to his wife in Hebrew or something, and somebody stops next to him and is looking him up and down, up and down. But Kitzer, after a minute or so, he turns to the Rav and he says, can I ask you a question? So he says, yeah. He says, are you Jewish? So he says, yes, I am. He says, wow, this is the first time that I ever met a Jew. He says, I read about it in the Bible, you're the chosen nation. And this is the first time that I'm meeting somebody from the chosen nation. Do you mind if I ask you another question? He says, sure. So he says, when you're walking down the street as a member of the chosen nation, like, what are you thinking of? What are you thinking about? Zeruf says, he says, there's no one that embarrassed me more in my life than this guy in the Chicago airport. He says, like, what am I thinking about? You know, where's the restaurant? Where's the kosher restaurant? That's what I'm thinking about as I'm walking down the street. And says, what should I tell him? He says, I was so embarrassed by the question that realize who you are. Realize I'm a nivchar. That was the story that he said. That you know, that's how people look at you. People expect it from you there more. It happened to be that I was just thinking about the story afterwards, and I mentioned that very thing that he was saying. You know, where's the kosher restaurant? That in itself is the godless. That's Am HaNivchar. You don't just eat wherever you want. It's not all about eating. It's not just find a place to eat and then stuff your face. That's not what it's about at all. Let's find a place which is kosher. Let's find a place which is that's the difference between a yid and a guy. Like it says at the end of the parasha. The end of the parasha says what's the difference between tumah tara is a hair's breadth. Is a hair's breadth. He says the havdalah of nevela from a kosher animal is shechita, is a hair's breadth. So that's the Havdalah also, Rashi says, between a yid and a goyin. In other words, it's in small things. You're right. They're both looking for the restaurant. But one's looking for any restaurant, and one's looking for a restaurant that has a hefshir on it. One's looking for it's not just about eating, it's about how you eat, and it's about where you eat, and it's about how much you eat. That's really the nekuda. And I think that's really what Kedusha is. I've mentioned the story in the past. I happen to love the story. I love the story just because it brings home a point that we don't always pay attention to. But it's really to get to this week's parasha. That somebody came to Rav Noach Weinberg and he told him, he's an Isha Torah, and he said, is it true that this, they say that this is the Eretz HaKedusha, the Holy Land? So he says, yeah, it is. He says, well, Rabbi, let me tell you, I came here touring. I went from Metula down to Eilat. I went from sea to shining sea. I traversed the country, and I didn't see any holiness, Rabbi. So Rabbi Noach says to him, he says, is that true? You've been through the entire country? He says, yes. He says, okay, so if you've been all around, tell me how many bufa sticks you saw. So he says, bufa sticks? What's bufa sticks? So Rabbi Noach says, I didn't ask you to explain to me what bufa sticks are. Just tell me how many did you see? So he says, well, Rabbi, if I don't know what a bufa steak is, how can he tell you how many I saw? So he says, listen to what you're saying, my dear fellow. And Kedusha, you do know what it means? You know what holiness means? What's holiness? Little angels flapping around with halos on their head? Rainbows bouncing off of stones? What do you think holiness is exactly? A lot of times in Yiddishkeit, sometimes we hear concepts and ideas and Yerushamayim and Kedusha and these things and we don't really know what it means. We've heard it so many times, but to really put it into words, what is it? What is Kedusha? Rashi tells us it's Prishus. What is it on a practical level? It's Revolva, the way that Revolva touched it, I think I saw, is that putting your head in front of your taivas. Putting your seichel before your taivas. That's really what Prishus is. Prishus is putting your seichel before your taivas. Pleasures with a purpose. For sure to eat, you should enjoy your food. You should make gishmaka food. Be moedet to Ribbono Shel, appreciate it. Savor every bite. But it's with a purpose. It's not just for an end in and of itself, eating. It's for the sake of keeping your body strong. You should be able to be Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah Berurah says, brings down, Re'isiyan Shemaisa Shekhoidu Machilo Yo'imrim Hineni Yoritza Lecha Valishtis Kedei She'er Bori V'chazak La'avodas Hashem Yisbarach. Is that why we're eating? I would presume that it is a chelik for sure. I remember I once asked Rabash or something, and I told him, I said, I'm not sure that I'm doing it lishma. So he says, is it even 1% lishma? He says, if even 1% lishma, then you should do it. So even 1%, it's a lot more than that, really, because if we really think about, at the end of the day, we're eating because we're hungry, yes, and we enjoy food, chulu, but there's a big portion of it that to keep your body strong, to keep your body, and why do you want to keep your body strong? Because we have a tachlis here, we have what to do. That's a chelik of it. That's certainly a chelik of it. And if your food is good, you'll appreciate it. Have a dessert so you can enjoy. You should end off with a good taste in your mouth before you say Berachas HaMazon. These are all things that, for sure, we're eating, but it's not just for the sake of eating. There's a purpose. The purpose is that you should be strong. You should be healthy. You should be able to. Your body should be able to. You should be able to behave, and you should be able to conduct yourself in a proper way, because your body is strong, because your body has what it needs, the nutrients and whatever else it needs. And that's really all pleasures, all the pleasures that we have, pleasures of the purpose. It's there for us to enjoy, but it's to be used with seichel. Your seichel should be before the taiva. Know how to use the taiva, know how to channel it, know how to use it in the proper way, and don't sink into your taivas. Don't sink into the achilo. Don't sink into whatever other hanois that a person has. It's all for the purpose. At the end of the day, it's for a greater purpose than just the hana in and of itself. And that is really the Inyan Kedusha. And that's, I think, specifically, maybe if a person wants to work on it in Inyan Achila, there's many places. There's a lot of mitzvahs b'chlal. This is parsha also, arlo. The first 3 years, you can't eat it. The fourth year, you take it to Yerushalayim, pick your food to Yerushalayim, and eat it there. It's a lot of our Inyan Achila, the mitzvahs of Peyo, of Shikho, Leket Shikho, Peyo, all these are mitzvahs that also come before. And Trumas and Maestras, you don't just eat whenever you want. First, you have to leave. First, you have to give Trumas and Maestras. You're not allowed to eat right away. There's Maese Behema beforehand. There's all the mitzvahs that we have before being able to eat. It's all for this purpose of being Mekadosh L'Achila. It's not just eating for the sake of eating. It's eating with a purpose. To be Mekadosh the mitzvahs, to be able to Oivir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koroi. This person wants to work on it. The first Nakuda maybe is to work on where he eats. It shouldn't be an Oifer that he's walking down the street and eating shawarma as he's walking. To know where to eat and know to know to be Bakovedik. You could eat the shawarma. Whether you should pick up the whole shawarma in your mouth and in your two hands and open up your mouth wide and like that each person has to know exactly where they're holding. But that's also an aspect. The way that you eat, how you eat, is all a chilek of the kedushim tiyu. And there's the tainus aravid also. Tainus aravid, people leave over a little bit. It doesn't have to be leave over a little bit. You take a little bit less, or you don't take doubles, or whatever, that's already a hechar d'argo. But just the very basics of, first, that you should be able to see on the person when they're eating that they're a yid, that they're prushim to you, like the Talmid Chacham of the Ramban, that Indian of to eat and to enjoy, but it should be in a chanam in an oifen that we're able to see Yisrael asher b'cho esbar.